In His Blood. The Bruce McLaren Story. By Paul Mason. Contents. The Murawai Hill Climb, 1953. 2. Raised on Wheels. 3. Racing Begins. 4. The Cooper Years. 6. Bruce McLaren Motor Racing. 9. The McLaren Team Takes Off. 11. A Life Measured in Achievement. 13. Under the Bonnet. 15. The Murawai Hill Climb, 1953. The race is on. The Austin's tiny wheels spray gravel as the car climbs the hill behind Murawai Beach. 15-year-old Bruce grasps the wheel. He wants to finish first and take the winner's flag. Never mind that it's just his first race. The truth is, he shouldn't even be here. This is meant to be his father's race, but Pop is sick. Bruce feels his heart hammering. He keeps his eye on the red lines he painted on the speedometer. They tell him exactly when he needs to change gear. If he gets it right, he can push the car over 20 kilometers an hour faster. There isn't much about this car he doesn't know. Building cars and winning races run in the family. They are in his blood. Raised on Wheels. Bruce McLaren was born in Auckland in 1937. His father owned the McLaren service station, and his family lived above it in a small apartment. When he was a child, the smell of engine grease was never far away. If tools went missing, the shop mechanics knew where to look. Bruce would have taken them for his tricycle. The family soon moved to a larger home just around the corner. But Bruce was still a regular visitor to his father's garage. He developed a curiosity for machines that would last a lifetime. Perth's disease. When Bruce was 9 years old, he started complaining about a pain in his left hip. Doctors discovered that he had Perth's disease, a rare illness that weakens the top of the thigh bone. He was sent to the Wilson Home for Crippled Children. To help him recover, he was strapped into a bed with wheels called the Bradshaw frame. It would be 2 years before he could walk again.
Look at the photograph at the bottom of the page. The caption says, Bruce McLaren in his Bradshaw frame, outside the family home in Remuera.
Racing begins. Climbing his first hill. Perth's disease left Bruce with a lasting limp, but it didn't hold him back. He soon turned his attention to a broken-down Austin that his father brought home. Before long, the McLaren kitchen table was covered in engine parts. Piece by piece, the father and son duo put the old car back together. Bruce's dad took the Austin out for a test drive, but he could barely keep it driving in a straight line. He wanted to sell the car, but Bruce had other plans. He marked out a track around the trees in their large back section and learnt to drive. As he practiced, he kept tinkering and making improvements to the car. Bruce learnt that engineering and racing went hand in hand. New Zealand is a long way from the rest of the world. This meant that local mechanics often had to improvise and do their best with what they had. They became skilled at using spare parts to come up with new solutions. It was a skill that Bruce quickly picked up. In 1953, Bruce and his Austin entered the Muriwai Hill Climb, his first race, his first win.
Look at the photograph at the bottom of the page. The caption says, Bruce alongside his father, Les, and his growing collection of trophies.
The New Zealand Grand Prix. Bruce continued to win local races. In 1958, he was driving so well that he earned a place in the New Zealand Grand Prix, pronounced Grand Prix, the most important race in the country. On the day of the big race, Bruce didn't take the winner's flag, but his driving was noticed by the racing community. Bruce won a scholarship that gave young New Zealanders a chance to drive racing cars in Europe. As part of the scholarship, he was invited to join the famous Cooper Racing Team in England. His career was about to take off.
Look at the photograph at the bottom of the page. The caption says, Bruce, racing in the New Zealand Grand Prix.
The Cooper years. When Bruce arrived at the Cooper Car Company, he was given a space in the workshop and his own racing car. But there was a catch. His car was a pile of parts on the factory floor. All those years in the garage back home became valuable. Bruce knew that to win races, you needed to understand how your car worked. And to do that, you had to spend long hours in the workshop. It didn't take long before Bruce was driving well enough to earn a place in Cooper's Formula One team. This time, he didn't need to build his car. It came ready-made. The Cooper Climax T51.
Formula One. Formula One is one of the top motor racing competitions in the world. The Formula One season is made up of a series of races held in different countries. Each race is called a Grand Prix. Teams enter races with cars they've designed themselves. They also have their own drivers. At the end of each season, a team and a driver are each crowned world champions. The formula in Formula One is the set of strict rules that all the cars have to follow. These rules set out things like engine size and car body shape. Despite these rules, Formula One teams have built some of the fastest racing cars in the world.
Sebring Grand Prix. In 1959, Bruce entered the United States Grand Prix at Sebring, Florida. On the 42nd and final lap, Bruce was in the lead. But French driver Maurice Trintignant was gaining on him. For a while, they were neck and neck. Bruce held his nerve and watched as the winner's checkered flag waved him through. Bruce had just won his first Grand Prix. He was 22 years and 104 days old, the youngest person ever to win a Grand Prix. It took until 2003, 44 years later, for his record to be beaten.
Look at the map at the bottom of the page. The title at the bottom says Sebring Track Map, 1959. The text at the top says lap, 8.36 kilometres. The text at the bottom says start, finish.
A taste for winning. Behind the wheel of a Cooper, Bruce developed a taste for winning. He took the checkered flag again at the 1960 Argentine Grand Prix and the 1962 Monaco Grand Prix.
Look at the photograph at the bottom of the page. The caption says, Bruce winning the Argentine Grand Prix.
But Bruce wanted more. Always an engineer at heart, he wanted to design and build cars carrying his own name. Bruce McLaren Motor Racing. In 1963, Bruce founded Bruce McLaren Motor Racing Limited with his wife, Patty, and his friend, Ian Young. They rented a small corner in a London garage and got to work. The workshop was very basic. It had a dirt floor and a simple workbench. There weren't many tools, and the workers used wooden crates to keep the cars raised. Bruce knew they were up against bigger, richer teams, but he rose to the challenge. He carefully picked a small team of mechanics, designers, and drivers, and pushed them to do their best. All of them, apart from one, were New Zealanders.
The Nostrils. At McLaren Racing, Bruce encouraged his workers to improvise and be creative. He often turned up to work with new design ideas and plans for cars. Once, while testing a car, Bruce noticed a small hatch at the front of the car was flapping up and down. At first, he was annoyed that it hadn't been closed properly, but then he had an idea. Bruce realized that hot air was building up behind the hatch and pushing it open. He stopped the car and got his chief engineer to cut another hole in the top of the car's body. This improved the flow of air through the car, helping it to better grip the track. Almost immediately, the car was finishing laps faster. From that day on, these nostrils became an important part of McLaren car design.
The McLaren team takes off. The McLaren team entered their first Formula One race, the Monaco Grand Prix, in 1966. Although the car broke down after 9 laps, the determination, teamwork, and vision of the team would eventually pay off. In 1968, the McLaren team won the Belgian Grand Prix with Bruce behind the wheel of his very own car. And the logo on the body? A black kiwi.
Look at the photograph. The caption says, Bruce McLaren is one of only two drivers in the world to win a Grand Prix in a car carrying their own name.
The Bruce and Denny Show. While Formula One racing had strict rules, the Canadian-American Challenge Cup, Can-Am, had very few. The Can-Am encouraged new technology and new designs. This suited Bruce McLaren. With Bruce driving alongside Denny Holm, his teammate and fellow New Zealander, the McLaren team ruled the competition.
Look at the photograph in the middle of the page. The caption says, Bruce McLaren, left, and Denny Holm, right.
Bruce was champion in 1967 and 1969, Denny in 1968 and 1970. The Can-Am's nickname became the Bruce and Denny Show.
Look at the photograph at the bottom of the page. The caption says, Bruce McLaren and Denny Holm line up at the start of the 1968 Los Angeles Times Grand Prix.
A life measured in achievement. Accident at Goodwood. On the 2nd of June 1970, Bruce took the team's latest car for a test drive at Goodwood in England. It was 2 weeks before the next Can-Am race. As he raced around the track, the car's rear bodywork came loose. Bruce lost control and crashed at high speed. He died instantly, aged 32. The McLaren team drives on. The team at McLaren Racing were shocked and heartbroken. But they stayed true to Bruce's example. The day after his death, every employee turned up, ready to work. The McLaren team entered the 1970 Can-Am, and they won. In Formula One, McLaren Racing went on to become one of the most successful racing teams in history. To this day, the McLaren team boasts over 180 Grand Prix wins, second only to Ferrari. And to think, it all began with a tiny red car racing along the cliffs at Motherwell. A young boy behind the wheel. It would be a waste of life to do nothing with one's ability, for I feel that life is measured in achievement, not in years alone. Bruce McLaren. Under the Bonnet, Bruce McLaren's Cars. 1929 Austin 7 Ulster. 3-speed, 3 gears, 24 horsepower. Top speed, 110 kilometers per hour. 1959 Cooper Climax T51. 4-speed, 240 horsepower. Top speed, 225 kilometers per hour. 1967 McLaren M6A. 5-speed, 525 horsepower. Top speed, 320 kilometers per hour. '68 McLaren M7A. 5-speed, 430 horsepower. Top speed, 290 kilometers per hour. 1969 McLaren M8B. 4-speed, 635 horsepower. Top speed, 346 kilometers per hour. 2017 McLaren MCL32. 8-speed, 750 horsepower. Top speed, 370 kilometers per hour. To this day, McLaren Racing continues to build some of the world's fastest racing cars.